I'm David Dalligator. For the 31st year, I believe, the Jewish and Israeli Film Festival is going on right now. And we have a guest from the Meyerson Jewish Community Center, Franica Hahn. Welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you so much.
The festival reflects a vast diversity of Jewish culture, politics. Who does the selecting of the films that are going to come on each year?
So I am a staff member of the Jewish Community Center, and I work with a committee of volunteers. They're very dedicated. They spend a lot of hours almost year-round reviewing films and discussing films, and then we come up with our final lineup that leads to the festival. So we work through a variety of criteria. We kind of discuss each title, you know, case by case and in some ways, but we try to have a balance of genre and a balance of content and create something everyone in the community, Jewish and beyond, can find something that interests them, that they can learn new information from and expands their perspective.
This year, I've noticed there are a lot of documentaries. Was that deliberate?
So generally, we tend to have documentaries and dramas abundant. So we try to balance it out a little bit. There's always weight in some category. This year, we do have some documentaries, but we really try to select great quality films that have really interesting topics that relate to relevant conversations that are going on in society, different things that can really pique interest and people can engage with. So there were just so many good ones. We had to keep, you know, a decent number, but we balanced it out, you know, with some great dramas and romantic comedy. We're starting this year, our first year, we're doing a night of shorts, and that has a variety of types of short films that are really wonderful. So we'll show a handful that night. But we also have a few sprinkled in paired with some different features. So there is some variety in there, and we hope that everyone can find something that they'll enjoy.
Can you talk about the shorts a little bit? Cincinnati is obsessed with short films. What's going on this year with the Israeli Film Festival in that area?
So our night of short films is on Thursday, February 6th, and we'll be showing a handful of them. There are some that are sort of sweet, some that pull at your heartstrings, and a mix of documentary and comic drama in a lot of ways. But they're really about people, about relationships, about growth and understanding and, you know, trying, I think, to show some humanity in different communities and different settings in Israel and the U.S. So there's a great variety, and hopefully, you know, people come out and I think they'll enjoy.
Well, I'm particularly interested in The Spy Behind the Plate, the story of Mo Berg. Can you fill our listeners in a little bit about who he was and why the movie was made?
Yes. So the film, The Spy Behind Home Plate, about Mo Berg's life, it's a documentary, is by Aviva Kempner. She's a wonderful producer, director, and her career has really been dedicated to interesting Jews and resistance fighters and kind of unlikely heroes, I think, in a lot of ways. So he was, they call him a scholar athlete. You know, he's very accomplished in his sort of educational career, but also was a professional baseball player. And then during World War II, he was a spy. So he kind of has this amazing life that sounds like a movie. And then it has been made into a movie. You know, there are different titles that have been made about him, but this documentary, I think, is the first one to really profile him in a full way. And we're partnering with the Skirball Museum on the campus of Hebrew Union College on February 3rd. And they have some pieces in their collection that connect to Moberg's life and times. So that'll be a nice sort of additional element to the evening.
So February 3rd is tomorrow. If you want to get a ticket to go see The Spy Behind Home Plate or any of the movies for that matter, how do you go about doing that?
So tickets are first come, first serve, and you can go to our website. We have a page dedicated to the festival. If that one sells out, you know, we do invite people to come purchase tickets at the door, but that's also based on availability.
What are you looking forward to seeing?
There are a lot of great ones. So our opening night's on the January 23rd, and we're running through February 27th. So there are a lot of great nights kind of spread out during those days. We have 14 events. We have a romantic comedy sort of leading up to Valentine's Day if you want something lighter and want a happy ending. We have some documentaries telling people's stories, whether it's Alzi Perry, who was a basketball star in Israel, or Witness Theater, which talks about Holocaust survivors and shows relationships being built with high schoolers. Or our closing night, which is a really fun one. It's a documentary about Fiddler on the Roof. That one, I'm sure, will be a crowd pleaser, and we'll have some fun musical programming that evening as well. But it really talks about the legacy of the film and why that relates to so many people and so many communities around the world. Unlikely as it is, it really does. And if you watch the film, you'll see it's pretty amazing. So there's lots of different topics, like whether it's, you know, talking about the Me Too movement, talking about, you know, a family who has journeys of sort of self-discovery and identity and coming of age stories. Also looking back, you know, the Mambo Nicks, which is our Sunday matinee, is a really fun one, kind of talking about the Mambo craze and why was the Jewish community involved in that. But you'll see there were people that were really just in love with the movement of the dance and the music and the culture that started it all.
Yeah, I mean, the Mambo craze, I mean, it was the next best thing from klezmer. I mean, it was a spiritual, physical, uplifting, happy music. And yeah. The other documentary that caught my eye, Family in Transition.
Yeah, it's a beautiful film. This family really lets you into their lives. It's amazing to watch each of them on their own journey, but also together. So the father figure of the family goes through an operation to become a transsexual woman and through this journey of identity. But that also prompts the biological mother, you know, she has her own journey as well. And, you know, there's so much love and there's so much support. And it really shows you how much you can give to somebody that you care about, someone who's close to you. And we're really excited to be partnering with Over the Rhine International Film Festival, organized by LAD. We have a continuing partnership with them, which is really amazing. And then Be Welcoming to Living with Change. Jessica Ciccanelli is going to be leading a discussion after the film. And they're a really wonderful organization that does a lot of advocacy and education for the LGBTQ+ and transsexual, transgender community.
The films are being shown all over town. It's not at one site, you know, at Hebrew Union College, at the Mayerson JCC, at the Esquire Theater.
The Kenwood and the Marymount as well. And then we have one showing at the Cincinnati Art Museum. And our closing night is at 20th Century Theater in Oakley. So tickets and trailers, all the information you could want, hopefully, is on our website. If you go there, there's a page dedicated to the film festival. You can find the location, the times, the dates, and the information.
I've been speaking with Franica Hahn from the Mayerson JCC and the Jewish and Israeli Film Festival, running through February 27th. So thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm David Delegater.